This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Walmart is, as most of us are aware, known for those low, low prices. You can get your prescriptions filled there as well and get fitted for a pair of eyeglasses if you so choose. What about more substantial medical care, though? Would you go for that? Walmart has opened up clinics inside a handful of stores in South Carolina, Georgia, and Texas because, as Sarah McCammon reports now from Georgia Public Broadcasting, it believes there is money to be made in low-cost primary care.
So I'm in the waiting room at Walmart's new primary care clinic in North Augusta, South Carolina. It is in the front of the store, but it's kind of private, sectioned off with these foggy, opaque windows. Once inside, the clinic looks like a scaled-down version of a pretty standard doctor's office. A reception desk, a small lab, three exam rooms. For $40, you can get a medical checkup with a nurse practitioner. If you work for Walmart and you're on the company health plan, it's only $4.
It shows the continued evolution of Walmart in the retail space.
Roger Beam is the executive director of Wake Forest University's Center for Retail Innovation. He says Walmart is always looking for the next big thing.
So how do you do that? How do you get more customers into the store? How do you increase the size of the shopping basket when they are in the store? And, you know, the answer to that lies in terms of getting more products, more services that customers are willing to buy when they come into the store.
Walmart's done that before with banking and food service. Some stores already host walk-in clinics in space leased to local healthcare providers. But now Walmart is opening its own on-site primary care clinics. If you need more than a basic office visit, you can get your cholesterol checked for $8. A blood sugar screening is $3. Walmart's Senior Health and Wellness Director, Jennifer LaPerry, says the company has some ambitious goals.
Because it's about establishing a new retail price in healthcare.
LaPerry says Walmart has a track record of doing just that with the $4 generic prescription drugs the company rolled out in 2006.
That became branded in the community. It caused numerous other pharmacies to follow suit.
By owning the clinics, LaPerry says Walmart can control costs and the services offered. The company's piloting the concept in areas with high rates of chronic disease and a shortage of healthcare providers. So far, that's smaller cities in the South, in states that aren't expanding Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. It's an obvious place to start, says Dr. Harris Berman. He's the dean of Tufts University School of Medicine.
I don't think patients in Boston would go for this concept or in metropolitan areas, but Walmart is very much into rural areas. And I think there really is an acute shortage, and this would be seen as better than no care.
But can Walmart deliver quality at such a low price?
Had you asked me that question 10 or 15 years ago, I would have been horrified at the idea that a retailer was going to start delivering medical care.
But now, Berman says technology makes it easier for nurse practitioners to stay in touch with doctors who will supervise them remotely. And Berman says,
we still haven't solved the acute problem of access to primary care,
especially in rural areas. So he says it's time for new approaches to healthcare delivery, even if that means getting a pregnancy test at Walmart. In Savannah, Georgia, I'm Sarah McCammon for Marketplace.